Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 434. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you'd like a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free, including the postage and handling. We have a really, really important message. So many people feel that I believe that God does not forgive sin. But the Bible states that in 1 John, it says that he forgives us, and I quote, "The blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from every sin." But it is, there's a catch there. And so make sure that you stay tuned, because you're going to get so much joy and happiness from this. You know, when people don't believe that they can be forgiven for sins, they have no victory, and they have no boldness to go before the throne of the Lord, because it's the blood of Jesus that the Lord looks upon. He doesn't look upon our sins. Once the blood of Jesus is applied to us, all of our former sins are drowned in the sea of God's forgetfulness, and all the sins that John is talking about in 1 John are also forgiven. So, you know, we can have a lot of joy and peace and great love, and we can say hallelujah, you know, when our sins are forgiven. There's a lot of joy to that. Let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, you're so merciful. In the book of Judges, seven times the children of Israel sinned, and then they were chastened by you, by rude people that would come up, that you'd create for them an environment that was very distasteful to them, to the point of where they would cry out to you. And then you would raise up a deliverer, and they would be saved, and they would praise and thank your holy name for forgiving them. But we know that in the Old Testament that the people, the high priest would go into the most holy place, and they would give atonement for all the sins of the congregation. But today we as priests and kings, only the high priest back in the Old Testament was able to go into the most holy place and communicate with God, because there was a separation between God and man because of sin. But Father, now, because of the blood of Jesus, we are able to go to the throne boldly, go up to you by the blood of Jesus, because you no longer look at our sins, our former sins, because they are covered with the blood of Jesus. And we can communicate to you. We can have holy communion, as the people in the Old Testament never could do, with the exception of the high priest. Now we have a high priest that sits in the heavens and takes our petitions before the Father. And we know that if we have committed a sin, these certain kinds of sins, sins of disobedience in the Old Testament, that they can be covered. And what a joy that is. So, Father, I pray that the doors of everyone's heart will open up, both sinner and saint, to receive the right dividing of the words of John's first epistle. Lord, that their souls will be saved, and that they'll feel victory and able to go to your throne and have the joy unspeakable and love and peace and joy. In Jesus' name, and that souls will be saved and the church strengthened in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now there is joy and peace. You know, when we know that we're Christians, and anyone that says that they don't sin, they're liars. The Lord says, you're calling God a liar. Because there's a lot of things that Christians do that are a sin. For instance, we're supposed to abide in the Lord at all times and Him in us. We're supposed to be in communion with Him, to communicate with Him and He to us. And a lot of people are Christians. They've been baptized in water, but many of them have not been baptized in water, nor have they been baptized in the Holy Spirit. These are all sins. Love, we're to love the Lord with A-L-L, all the heart, soul, mind, and strength. The Bible is talking to saints here now. He says, Jesus says, you are neither hot or cold. He says, I would that you would not be, I'd rather that you be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Amen?
Amen.
He said, if you're lukewarm, that's sin, so much of a sin that he'll spit you right out of his mouth. But thank God we have an advocate to the Father through the Son, Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We can be covered with the blood of Jesus. And the Lord, again, he doesn't look upon our sins anymore once they're covered in the blood. A lot of people are guilty of not teaching the brothers and sisters the gospel or having reading groups with them. And they don't even teach their sons and daughters, the brothers and sisters, and the baby Christians in the Word of God. Those are just a few of the sins that are forgivable. Of course, so I want to sing a song for you here. It's called, I'm with the Stamps, J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet here to sing for you. Where the healing waters flow, and that is the blood of Jesus can heal you from all the sins that you Christians are committing every day. Where the healing waters flow.
Oh, the joy of sins forgiven, all the bliss the blood washed known, all the peace the healing waters flow. Well, the healing waters flow. Where the joy celestial blows. Yes, there's peace and rest in love. Where the healing waters flow. Now with Jesus crucified at his feet I'm resting low. Let me hear the where the healing waters flow. Where the healing waters flow. Where the joy celestial blows. Oh, there's peace, restless rest and love. Well, where the healing waters flow. Cleansed from every sin and stain, whiter than the driven snow. Now I sing my sweet refrain, where the healing waters flow. Where the healing waters flow. Where the joy celestial blows. Oh, there's peace and rest and love.
Praise the Lord. Yes, that's the beauty of knowing the scriptures to the point to where you can have victory, peace, and joy, and love, that you know that your sins can be forgiven. And the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ taketh away the sins of the whole world. If you'll come to him, you know, a congregation of people that when you walk in, it's really morbid. You know, they're all like dead. And there isn't any joy in there. They're not praising and thanking the Lord. It's because they feel that they've sinned so much that they no longer can approach the throne of the Lord by the blood of Jesus. And they don't believe that their sins can be forgiven anymore because they've fallen away. They know that they haven't been zealous. But the Lord says in the New Testament, in the book of Revelations, repent of you not being zealous. Amen?
Amen.
Repent, and then you will have peace and love and joy, and you'll be happy. Amen?
Amen.
But there's no fun in living a life when you know that your sins are not forgiven. But so we're going to go into that more. God has to be satisfied. When he looks down at you, he doesn't want to see sin. He wants to see the blood of his dear son. Amen? And so the most important thing for you to do is to live before the throne of the Lord and be bathed in the blood of Jesus, because every Christian has sinned. Not this kind of sins that the world sins, because the Bible says that he that sinneth is of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
But we have, we can go before the throne and be forgiven for the sins that Christians commit all the time. But we have some testimonies right now before I get into the message. So where's the first one from?
From Solomon Islands.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, in God's heart, I'm very happy to write to you. I hope you are fine as I am, and I know God is working in your ministry as you win souls for him. I was very happy to read from your helpful and wonderful literature mailed to a friend of mine. Your literature totally changed my life. So therefore, I will be happy if you could kindly send me 10 Bibles and taped messages to increase my faith in Jesus. I know that you are always a son of God to propagate God's will. Signed, E. Colley from Solomon Islands.
All right, praise the Lord. Now I have an announcement in regard to some new radio broadcasts that we have. We've got a new one in Atlanta, Georgia. We're on the air on two stations there. And now we'll be on two stations in Fort Smith, Arkansas, starting Monday, August the 27th. Year 2007, and one of the stations is KOAI 1060 AM on the AM. It's on at 8 to 9 AM Monday through Friday, 8 in the morning till 9 AM Monday through Friday. And then the other station in Fort Smith is KOMS. It's 107.3 on the FM dial. We're on there from 4 in the morning till 5, Monday through Friday. And we're going to replace that for we're not going to be on KFPW any longer. And so, those of you here in this broadcast, here's a little message for you to be able to continue listening to the program. Now, we have another testimony.
Yes, from Ghana, Africa.
All right.
Dear Pastor Alamo, first of all, praise the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my life. I would also like to thank you for the literature you have sent out to some of the brothers and sisters here. A long time ago, I lived a life of robbing. My whole family were Christians except me. My parents had advised me to repent, but I didn't listen to them. One day, a very good friend of mine visited me at my house. When he was leaving, he left one of your newsletters on the table, so I picked it up and started reading it. In all my life, I never picked up a Bible before, until after reading your newsletter and the prayer you had on the back. As I was reading it, I felt strange, but it had some powerful stuff in there, and everything you were talking about, I could find it in the Bible. So after I read the newsletter, I went to a Christian brother and asked how I could become a Christian. At that time, I was still holding your newsletter in my hand, and he noticed your prayer, so he and I both read the newsletter and prayer, and that's when I turned my life over to Christ. I felt so much joy. I was hoping you could send me a nice Bible that I can take to church. Thank you again for putting out your newsletters. Thank you. May God bless you and your family always. Sincerely yours, Peter from Bibiani, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. And God bless you as well. And it's a very big pleasure also for all of us over here to be putting out these newsletters and doing these radio broadcasts. You know, when God sees the blood, he says he'll pass over us. God is satisfied with you and anyone that he sees the blood of his dear son, the Lord Jesus Christ, on your soul. He's satisfied. And he's satisfied because that my sins are covered with the blood of Jesus. This is how we overcome the accuser of the saints. And who is that? The devil, amen?
Amen.
I get so many accusations against me, but I know I'm covered in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm walking in the Spirit, and I'm covered in His blood. In view of what I have said, you can now turn to face the enemy, which is the devil, for there is a further aspect of the blood of Jesus, which is directed towards Satan. Satan's most strategic activity has always been, and certainly is in this day and age, is as the accuser of the brethren. Now, he doesn't accuse sinners. The sinners accuse the brethren because they're possessions of the devil. But he uses these unsaved people to accuse the brethren in a hopes to frighten them or in hopes to make them feel guilty for something that they should never feel guilty for. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10, and it is at this that our Lord confronts him with his special ministry as high priest, quote, through his own blood. That's Hebrews 9, verse 12. How then does the blood operate against Satan, you may ask? Well, it does in this way. It is by putting God on your side. Don't you like to have God on your side?
Amen.
Because if God is on your side, who could be against you? Amen.
Amen.
On the side of mankind, God gets on our side against Satan once we have the blood of Jesus covering our soul. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Oh, the joy of sins forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And because God is on our side then. Amen?
Amen.
That's why, well, what's the joy of having our sins forgiven? Well, who cares about sin? You know, we don't care about whether we sin or not. Yeah. Well, you will if you go before the judgment bar of God with those sins on your soul.
Amen.
And so when our sins have been forgiven, this great joy and peace. Now, the fall of mankind, this was Eve and Adam, brought about a state of affairs in man, which gives Satan a foothold within mankind, with the result that God was compelled to withdraw himself from us. Because there isn't anything in the world that separates us from God but sin. When God sees sin on our soul, he doesn't see the blood of his Son. And he doesn't see his Son living in us and living out his life in us and through us. Well, then we're on God's bad side. Amen?
Amen.
We can't even communicate to him. Man is now outside the garden. He kicked them out of the glorious Garden of Eden, beyond reach of the glory of God any longer. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Because he is inwardly estranged from God because of what man has done, there is that in him now which until it is removed. Well, how can we get all this sin removed and have God be on our side again? God morally seems to be unable to defend humanity. You can read that in the Bible. Because we only have defense in Christ. When we're in Christ, we're also in the Father and the Holy Spirit. So God cannot defend humanity. You and I, that means. But the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ removes that barrier and restores mankind, you and I, to God, and God to man, to you and I. Man is in favor now. And because God is on our side now, after the blood is on us, we can face Satan without fear. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
See, there's so many aspects in regard to being washed in the blood of Jesus and all of our sins forgiven. God doesn't want to see one sin, one spot, one blemish on our soul. Now, in the first epistle of John, this is very important, this right here, so listen up. We have to remember that there's one certain verse there that should give us all a lot of encouragement. And this verse is translated, and the translation is true, the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from every sin. It is not exactly to the Christian. If you're a Christian, it doesn't mean all sin. It just says all the sins that Christians can commit without being back again under Satan. Now, quote, all sin. John is talking to Christians in this verse here. He says, dearly beloved. Well, the people outside are not dearly beloved, outside of Christ. Talking to Christians in this verse, and he's not talking about sins that the outsiders do, the sinners do. Like, for instance, like adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, thievery, lying, stealing. So it's not exactly every sin, not the sins that the sinners do, because the Bible plainly states that there are sins that are unto death and sins that are not unto death. That's 1 John 5:16. You want to read it, Sharon? Go ahead.
If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it.
Right, so if we go back into the world, what we do is we're putting Christ out to open shame. We're counting his blood as being an unholy thing. But the blood is what gives us joy and peace and love and gets God on our side. Okay, that's why it's so important. And I hear all these supposed to be ministers today when they're praying people through. They say, oh, Lord, forgive us our sins. Now I'm going to serve you. And they don't mention the blood of Jesus. Well, how will they know that the importance of the blood of Jesus? Amen?
Amen.
And so they go out and they just think it's nothing. Like a tinker toy or something. But in the general sense, every sin, quote, every sin, every item, what does it mean? What does this mean? It is a marvelous thing. God is in the light. The Bible says that God is the God of light. There's no shadow of turning. There's no darkness in him at all. Amen?
Amen.
So, he's definitely not a sinner. God hates sin. Amen?
Amen?
And he came into the world to get rid of it, to eradicate it. And when we're saved, we walk also in his light, God's light, with him. We walk with God. Okay? And I'm going to sing that song tonight for you. All right? We walk with God. And it's wonderful because we're our sins are forgiven and we've got peace and joy. And now we can go to the throne of the Lord boldly and get our petitions up there, because we're living in the most perilous time of all, because men are lovers of their own selves, and they do whatever they want. They don't pay any attention to what God says. They do whatever is right in their own eyes, and this is very big sins. Everything is exposed and open to God, who is that very light, so that God can see everything in His light. And yet, the blood is able to cleanse every sin. Things that Christians have been commanded to do, and then they are not doing it. For instance, being zealous. Now, the Lord is talking to the different churches, and He says He has somewhat against us because you are neither hot or cold. He says, now become zealous or I'll spit you out of my body, out of the church, out into the world. Be zealous. And if you are not zealous, if you're just like lukewarm, He said, I'll spit you out of me, out of my mouth. And the Lord will do it. But if you repent, the Lord will forgive you. If you are not zealous, if you repent and become zealous, you'll be fine. Amen?
Amen.
So those are the kind of sins that the Lord is talking about. And I read a few of them just a few minutes ago, and I'll read some more. I'll just go over it again. A lot of people don't abide in the Word. They don't live in the Word. And consequently, they're not allowing the Word to live in them. And therefore, they're not communicating with the Lord. They're not baptized with the Holy Spirit. And they think that that has been only for the people in the time of the apostles. But, dear brethren, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit today as much or even more than they did back then, because we're living in more evil times than has ever been before on the face of this earth. Amen?
Amen.
So we need that power. So we need to be forgiven for all of our sins so that we can bring our petitions to the throne of the Lord, because we're covered in the blood and we can come boldly and say, Lord, deliver me. Because the enemies that are attacking us in Los Angeles, the building and safe, supposed to be safety commission, are trying to destroy our buildings, and they want us, they want to take over our property. They've made lies, different laws that are nothing more than lies, so they can just take over people's properties at will. But we rely on You, Father. We bring this petition to You. Cover us in the blood if there's any sin on our soul, Lord. If we haven't been teaching the brothers and sisters the Word of God, if we haven't been loving You, Lord, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, if we have, we've been lukewarm, Lord, make us zealous. I'm up here zealously asking You to move for us. If we're not teaching our sons and daughters the gospel, the Bible, or the brothers and sisters, the new converts, the Word of God, if we're not seeking for the gifts of the Spirit. This is sin. These are sins. These are commandments for you to receive the gifts of the Spirit. Again, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if we're slothful in business or slothful at all, or sluggards, Lord, forgive us and let us be red hot. And Lord, we don't honor all men. That's sin. It's a commandment. Honor all men, even our enemies. That means to get the gospel to them. Because you're dishonoring people if you don't get the gospel to them. Not loving your neighbor as yourself. You don't do that, you people. That's sin. This is the kind of sin that John, 1 John, is telling us that we can be forgiven for. He'll forgive all these sins if you repent and get them covered in the blood and begin doing them, these commandments. Not communicating to God or one another. Not praying without ceasing. Do you pray without ceasing? I know some people do, but do you? Not hospitable. you're not hospitable to people. They say, praise the Lord, and you go, something like that. That isn't, there's no word in the Bible like that. Amen?
Amen.
You have to be forgiven for that. Not willing to communicate with one another and to God. Not being patient in tribulations. Some people psych out so much when they're being, when there's character assassination, there's false accusations. Not continuing instant in prayer. You people are a bunch of sinners. Anyone that says they're not a sinner, the Bible says that you're a liar, and you make God a liar, because he says he takes away all our sins. There's this, two different kinds of sins. There's the sin that sinners do, and then there's the sins that Christians, they don't keep the commandments. We're to keep all my commandments. If you break one, you've broken them all. Desiring someone else's office. In other words, coveting somebody else's office. Young upstarts come into the church and they want to be a teacher. And the Bible says you'll fall into the same condemnation as the devil. You go to hell for that, for disobeying that commandment. Usurping authority over the elder, over the pastor. I mean, just calling shots all over the place. That's big time sin, because that was the sin that Satan committed first in the kingdom of heaven. Novices teaching. Getting in the church vehicles and joyriding. And stealing. These are, you're getting into the world there, my boy, my little girl. Not obeying them that have the rule over you. Not being long-suffering and patient. These are all sins that you're committing, and you must get to the throne, because you're sitting in the congregation and you look like you're all dead because your victory is gone, because you don't believe that the blood of Jesus Christ taketh away the sins of the whole world. You just got to get up there so you can have your joy again. Amen?
Amen?
And so that you can be walking in the Spirit again and have the boldness to approach the throne. Angry with brethren without a cause. Being partial to people. That's sin. Backbiting. Sowing discord. These are sins. Tale-bearing. Somebody says, oh, Tony's leaving town in a couple of days when I wasn't. She's lying. Then they say, I won't do it again. Well, you need to get a hold of the Lord. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Bearing false witness against your neighbor or your brothers or your sisters. Judging by the outward appearance is another sin that people that are Christians commit. Offending your brother. Not preferring others before yourself. Not praying without ceasing. Not thanking God and praising Him always. Not walking in the Holy Spirit. This is sin that Christians do, rendering evil for evil rather than blessings. The Lord says when people are talking about us, pray for them. Amen?
Amen.
They're evil, and pray that they'll be saved. Not loving your enemies. Well, that doesn't mean to go up and kiss them. That means to pray for them that they'll get saved. Amen?
Amen.
Not tithing, laying up treasures on earth rather than in heaven. Not denying yourself. Not taking up the cross and following the Lord. Bringing false doctrine into the church. You know, I see people in some churches bring false doctrine by books and things like that in, and that's a no-no. Adding... you're not to add or to take away from the Word of God. Otherwise, your place will be taken out of the kingdom of heaven, and your place, it'll be added on to you, the plagues of the book. Disobedience. Disobedience to parents. Covetousness. Not abhorring evil. Not hating the devil. Not studying the word of God so they'd be a workman approved by God. Foolish talking or jesting. Murmuring and complaining, and the list goes on and on that Christians commit all the time. Now, Christians have been commanded to do all those things that they're not doing. For instance, I said being zealous and so on, all the other things. The Lord will forgive you if you're not zealous, if you'll repent and be zealous. I'm going to read some of the sins that Christians do that can be forgiven, of course, and that's what I just read to you. They don't go back into sin, the sins that they do in the world. But these are commandments from the Lord, and the Lord expects us to keep his commandments, and if we don't, he'll spit us out of his mouth. Because zealous means that we do everything. Amen?
Amen.
Then we have to concentrate on the Lord. Well, how do you meditate on the Lord? How do you meditate? You meditate the same way you worry. Amen?
Amen.
Stop worrying and meditate on the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
You worry? Yes, you do. That's a sin, too. The Lord never tells you to worry without ceasing, does he?
No.
He tells you to pray without ceasing. Amen?
Amen.
Where there are they are committing adultery. These people in the world are committing adultery, fornication, lesbianism, homosexuality. In the New Testament, it says that even if you look at a woman, a married woman with lust in your heart, or any woman, and all these things. So we have to be zealous, because that's a sin if you're not, if you're lukewarm. We have to pray without ceasing. If we don't, it is sin. And anyone that says that they're not sinning like this, you're a liar, and you're calling God a liar. He says he knows. He's walking. He is light, and he sees everything. If we're not zealous, it's so bad that Christ will spit you out of his mouth. That's the kind of sin he's talking about in 1 John. It is not that I have not a profound knowledge of myself. Maybe I don't, but I know that God does. And I know the Word of God says God has a perfect knowledge of me. Amen?
Amen.
And he has a perfect knowledge of you as well. It is not that I try to hide something from God, nor that God tries to overlook something about me. He's not going to overlook our sins, folks. Amen?
Amen?
No, it is that he is in the light, and I also am in the light by virtue of the blood of Jesus. And the light is the Lord. He says, go out into the entire world and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to every nation and kindred and tongue. And people, are you doing that? If you're not, you're sinning. Amen?
Amen.
That's Revelation 14, verse 6. And if we don't do that, well then, according to the Bible, disobeying God, that's sin. Amen?
Amen.
That's forgivable if we repent and begin doing it. Isn't that simple to understand?
Yes.
The precious blood cleanses me from all these type of sins, from every sin that Christians do. That's why I call it precious, and the Bible calls it precious, is because it is precious. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will satisfy God. Amen?
Amen.
there, these Christians are not zealous. They don't witness. They don't testify. They'll see a bum or somebody down on their luck out in the streets, and they don't witness to them. They don't, and they don't repent for it. They just keep walking by them. They don't want to look at a bum. They don't want to, and there's no, he doesn't have any money or anything. This is the ones that the Lord has sent us into the world to preach to. Amen?
Amen.
We're supposed to talk to the publican and the sinner, not to run around with them, but to witness to them. Amen?
Amen.
And to honor people that are evil by preaching the gospel to them. Be not slothful in God's business is another one of the Lord's businesses. Be not slothful in business either, because the Lord wants us to have finances to get the gospel out. If we don't, who else will? All the false prophets would get the money to get the gospel out. Romans 12:11. The blood of Jesus is enough for that. To forgive you of sins like that. Christian sins, not sins that people have fallen back, Christians have fallen back into the world, because God said that he that committeth sin is of the devil. This is also in 1 John 3:8, so that shows that there's a difference. There's a different kind of sin than the sins of the that the Lord tells us to do, and we're saved, but we're not doing it. God seeing all our sins in the light. Now, there's some sins, you know, that are ignorant. We don't know the Word of God well enough to know the rightly dividing of it, like I'm giving to you right now. Amen?
Amen.
You didn't know these things. Amen?
Amen.
Those are scriptures that have puzzled people for years, and you're getting them right now. Amen?
Amen.
Now, God, seeing all of our sins in the light, can forgive them on the basis of if we repent and on the basis of the blood of Jesus. That's the only way we're able to repent, is to get boldly to the throne and cover me in the blood, Father God, Jesus, cover me. If we do that, what ground of accusation has the devil or Satan? Satan may accuse us before God or curse us before God, but if God before us, who can be against us? Amen?
Amen.
Can the devil be against us?
No.
He's going to be against, but he can't. He can bring accusations to you, but we know we're covered in the blood, and so therefore we say, "The Father rebuke him. I'm covered in the blood. Amen.
Amen.
I just talked to you a few minutes ago. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm communicating with you, and I witnessed today. Praise God. And I took a bum in to have dinner or lunch or breakfast, and I witnessed to him, and he got saved, and he's now in the church. The devil, of course, is against us. Who could be against us? The devil. Of course. Amen?
Amen.
Romans 8:31. Can you find that real fast? Yeah, Romans 8:31. God points the devil to the blood of his dear son. Oh, the devil comes up and says, they did this or that today, Father or God. What are you going to do about it? You say, God says, look here. There's the blood of Jesus on his soul. Do you see that, devil? Go away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The joy of sins forgiven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what do you got there?
Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, the devil in hell is going to try to... See, of course, he's against us, but he can't do anything. Amen?
Amen.
He can't do anything but just bring false accusations. And just false railings. God points the devil to the blood of his dear son, and that we have repented of the sins that the Bible tells us we must do. That sins that we must not do. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible tells us not to do them, and we have done them. We haven't been zealous. We haven't witnessed. We have been partial because we witness to people with fine clothes on, but the bum on the street, we just walk by as though that's Cancer City. Amen?
Amen.
That's who the Lord wants us to talk to. The book of John is to the church. John is talking to the churches. Amen? Even in the book of Revelation, right?
Yes.
He's talking to us, the Christian, the church of the blood-washed believers. Sometimes they get weary in well-doing, or they think that they have arrived because they've done something good, that they don't have to be instant in season and out of season, that they don't have to pray without ceasing. There are sins. They are sins because the Bible, Jesus Christ said that they are sins. Jesus commands us, pray always, Luke 21:36. And pray without ceasing, Paul said, by the Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Through the Spirit. We must worship the Lord with our spirit. It is the sufficient answer against which Satan has no appeal. He can't do anything. Amen?
Amen.
God says, there's the blood. Get out of my sight, Satan. Do not usurp authority. You know, people do that all the time. Over the pastor. Do not bring accusations against the pastor without two or more witnesses. People have done that. These are sins, if you are doing them. But the Lord says the blood of Jesus Christ will forgive you of all these kind of sins. The blood of Jesus is sufficient to take away all these kind of sins. Now, you read that there's the sins unto death, that we don't pray for those kinds. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That's Romans 8:33. God's elect are people that don't commit sins. And if they do, they have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. That's 1 John 2:1. Do you have that there? Okay, stay on target here.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
But the Bible plainly states what these sins are, right?
Amen.
You can't commit adultery, fornication, be a lesbian, or a dope, get back on narcotics and drugs, and you be a drunkard. People don't see us before the Lord. They don't see us before the Lord. You don't see me before the Lord. It says for us to confess these kind of sins to the Father, and Christ will forgive them. Well, what about the sinner? Yes, any kind of sin that you've ever committed, you can be forgiven for that if you get up before the throne and repent. Amen?
Amen.
So the Bible says the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ taketh away the sins of the whole world. Well, we Christians are not of the world, okay? We belong to the kingdom. Amen?
Amen?
The kingdom of heaven. So it is God that justifieth. Who is he that shall condemn? Amen?
Amen.
It is Christ Jesus that died, yea, rather, that was raised from the dead, who at this moment is at the right hand of God. He sits in heavenly places. Amen? And we who are Christians are there with him in the light, who also maketh intercession for us. When he says us, he's talking about Christians. He means we that are Christians, not the unsaved. We're not sitting, the unsaved is not sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Or not Christians that have fallen away into the same lifestyle that they came out of, but the seven more devils have entered into them to where they now are members of the body of Antichrist. They came out of the world and then they went back, which is certainly satanic and of the devil. Romans 8, 33 and 34. Thus God answers his every challenge. There's a challenge. All these commandments are challenges that God gives us, and he gives us the power to keep them. They're easy. So there again, what we need is to recognize the absolute sufficiency of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Quote, but Christ, having become an high priest through his own blood, he entered in once for all into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, we human beings. Hebrews 9, 11 and 12. He redeems us once. He has been high priest and advocate for a little over 2,000 years now. He stands there in the presence of God, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The sins that Christians so often do. 1 John 2, 1 and 2. So let's pray. Pay attention to the words of Hebrews 9, 14. Quote, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot or blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. That's Hebrews 9, 11 through 14. Christ can cleanse your conscience. All these scriptures underline the sufficiency of his ministry. If you're not getting forgiven, the Lord's ministry, this is the Lord's ministry, and if you point a dead ear to the Lord for any of these sins will get you into hell, because obedience to the Lord is better than anything that you could give. There isn't anything that you could give that can buy your salvation. But for God, it is enough for God when he sees the blood of his Son. The blood is the basis for all worship. You can't worship God if you don't believe that you're washed in the blood. And the Lord says that we're to worship him in spirit. All those that believe in him are to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen?
Amen.
In our spirit, in our truth, we have to go up with our spirit. We have to be full of the Spirit. Many have the idea that they may come to God and worship him because they have good works, which are worthy of his praise. They cannot come and worship if they have not behaved themselves, but have done things that displease God, things that are displeasing to God. My time is up. And don't displease God any longer. Accept him as your personal Savior and obey all these things. First of all, let's get up to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to save your soul. Amen?
Amen.
Now remember, the blood of Jesus, no matter what you've done, will take away all your sins. Amen?
Amen.
And then you'll have peace and happiness and joy. So let's start out by saying this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And the sins, that Christians commit if we ask for forgiveness. Now, Lord, I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. This is for the Christians, too. Lord, let me repent of all my sins. Let me feel the joy and happiness again that I had when I first was saved. Lord, I did these things ignorantly. I didn't realize the importance of them. I wash all my filthy sins away in Jesus' name. I know you will not turn me away. You said that all that come unto me, all that come unto you shall have life and life more abundantly. So, Lord, we thank you. We know that you have heard us. We know that you have forgiven us, and therefore we know that we're saved and that we're back in your good graces, Lord. Praise the Lord. Now just raise your hands, and I know I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can now go up and say, praise the Lord and hallelujah. You don't have to be a dead church any longer. Glory to God. All right. Now, Sharon, tell them four different ways they can receive a copy of this program, number 434.
Go to AlamoMinistries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. And yeah, make sure you tune in tomorrow for another blood-washed, spirit-filled message from the powerful throne of the living God. And I had another song all lined up. I told you to sing All Walk With God, but I want to sing again for you with the Stamps Quartet, J.D. Sumner, Where the Healing Waters Flow. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
All the joy of sins forgiven, all the bliss the blood washed known, all the peace stuck into heaven, where the healing waters flow. Jesus crucified, at his feet I'm resting low. Let me evermore abide, where the healing waters flow. Where the healing waters flow, where the joy celestial glows. Oh, there's peace, there's rest and love. Where the healing waters flow. From every sin and stain, whiter than the driven snow. Now I sing my sweet refrain, where the healing waters flow. Where the healing waters flow, where the joy celestial glows. Oh, there's peace and rest at last.
Yes, there's